Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Good afternoon. I'll give you just a couple of thoughts on the game and leave it open to questions. Obviously a very disappointed football team today, coming off a very tough loss yesterday. After looking at the tape in all three phases, speaking with Mel, the staff, Joe and the staff, Aaron, I like the way we came out in terms of, I thought we were a very fresh team. On offense, I was very disappointed in the way that we started. The fact that our defense had three sacks early and we were not able to do anything with the field position was extremely disappointing. We didn't finish our drives. Third down, we started out poorly on third down. Going into this game, we had moved up about 10 spots. We were, I think, 11th or 12th in the league in third down conversions and moved up quite a bit the last 4 weeks. And we didn't get it done there. And then in our short yardage, certainly we had a second one and third and one that we didn't convert. Critical to maintaining possession. Very disappointed. We talked through all of those today, and we'll continue to work on trying to get better, especially coming off a fast start by our defense. Amidst all of that, there was a lot of good things that happened on offense. There were a lot of good plays, a lot of good runs, throws and catches, some very good protection along the way. But at the end of the day, we didn't finish. We didn't get the job done, and it's the way we started that really prevented us from finishing strong. On the defensive side of the ball, we didn't do it on fourth down. They had 3 of 3 on fourth down. And they had we had them backed up twice, and they scored two long touchdowns, which really were very disappointing amongst the five sacks that we had. Julius probably having his best game. He was very disruptive. We're 24% on third down. We get an interception off a sudden change. Quarterback ratings at 75 and a red zone efficiency of 1 out of 5. But our run defense, our fits were good. But we didn't finish with the tackles that we needed to make. And a very, very tough runner, no doubt about it. Didn't have any touchdowns, but he did have the – we just didn't finish in the holes, finish with the tackles on a collective basis enough of the time. And then to be up 20-10 in the fourth quarter and not be able to finish the game in any phase of our football, disappointed all of us. Amidst a lot of good play, it wasn't good enough. I talked to our guys today. I let them know that we're, where we are. Everybody knows where we are. We're 6-6, and Philly goes in. Detroit goes into Philly on Sunday before we play. But at the end of the day, all we can control is getting ready for primetime football on Monday night. I think our guys are going to be excited to do that. We've had a good year in primetime, and I think that our guys will be refreshed with the extra day off and be ready to go. And then the last thing, I just wanted to hit on the field goal at the end of the game and going for a field goal at the end of the game and just the reason behind that. And it's very simple. Once we got inside the 30-yard line, we were going to kick it. We were well within Robbie's range. We ran the ball on first down, got three. We're sitting there at 2nd and 7, and the ball's in the middle of the field, well within Robbie's range. And with all the things that had happened throughout the game, including Minnesota's failure to make a field goal when they went back with penalties, we're in a great position right there to kick it and finish the game. And that's the decision I made in the best interest of the team. And it didn't work out. I recognize that, and I accept accountability for that. As I told the team today, Robbie didn't lose the game because he missed the kick. We had a number of different ways to win the game throughout, and we didn't get it done. And that all starts with me. I'll give you a little bit on the injury situation. I'll leave it open to questions. Jay will still be week to week. He's progressing. We'll see how he is Thursday. Lance on his shoulder, it's healing. He's progressing. He got some work last week. We'll see how he is on Thursday. Majors, hamstring, he's in the same mode. Feel pretty good about that, and we'll see where he is Thursday. Anthony Walters, has the groin. Again, he'll be much better this week, and the extra days will help. Kyle has a sprain that he played with throughout the game. He did it early, played throughout the game, finished the game, and we expect him to be okay. And Zach went out, he had cramps, and that won't be an issue going into next week. So, yeah, he's going to have to, we'll just see where he is. I mean, I'm not sure where we are right now. He visited the doctor today, and we'll know more Thursday or Friday. But, you know, it'll start with some limited work and see how he moves around, and we'll take it from there. It's still week to week. I think because the ball was in the middle of the field was really the biggest reason. Not to have it on the next run could have put it on a hash mark, and you want to kick it on third down. That could have happened. It would have been hard not to get it exactly where we had it there. But that was the reason. We were clearly in range. It was that kind of game, and for a number of different reasons. I mean, you saw the game was unique in a number of levels, and I just felt that was a good time and place, clearly within range in the middle of the field, good operations, and we didn't get it done. A lot. I mean, I do it a lot afterwards because I want to be perfect for the guys. And when things don't work, you know, I hold myself accountable for it because I'm making every decision in the best interest. So it's a lot from a standpoint when things don't work. You know, I go through the process, the thought process, and I want to, you know, the only way to do things is to try to be perfect, which is impossible. So when they don't come out the way you want them to, I don't know, second guessing is kind of the wrong term I would use, but you do look back and ask yourself, what other options did I have, and would they have worked better under the circumstances? Yeah, I think we're growing in the right direction. We got better this week than we were a week ago. We're not going to make excuses for them being young or being first-year players. We're seeing growth. We're seeing growth to the standpoint that we think our young guys can really have good careers here and be productive players. It takes everybody around them to get that done, not just them. And that's our feelings towards them right now, that they're a work in progress, but they are growing on a weekly basis and playing better. Both of them played better this week than they did the week before. They were in the right place. As I said, we were in the right place a lot more this week, doing a lot of the right things. We played a good offensive line, and we played a great running back. It was very, very difficult to contain, and we didn't make every tackle in the hole that we wanted to, but we were in the right position to do it. We just didn't get it done, and that's a plus. Yeah, I thought he played well, and we had him at 20-some snaps. We stayed true to that. I heard him come out a couple of times and say, let me stay in my rhythm. You know, he felt he was mixing it up in there, so, you know, we felt pretty good that he'll be able to play much longer this week.
Yesterday,
I thought we got a heck of a performance out of Craig. He was in the line of scrimmage. He played in the box well. He wasn't perfect. None of us were, but I thought he really played well and had a good performance. Looking at the tape last night on the plane, I thought he played well.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.